Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago. I'm not a big tribute guy, but there's this tribute to Bad Company that I love right now. And they do it with Paul Rogers and some of the members of Bad Company, but they, you know, on these tribute albums, they always have different artists that are also doing the songs. And this is a band called Blackstone Cherry doing Burning Sky. And it's just such a great tribute record. I'll play a little bit more of this after we welcome in our friend Tim Summer to the fray this afternoon. Going to talk a little music. It's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction weekend, and the Bad Company is actually one of the inductees. Tim is a music journalist, former record executive, contributes to the Rock and Roll Globe. He is the guy who signed Hootie and the Blowfish, wrote a book about that, and he's our music guru here on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim, how are you?
What kind words you say about me, Mark Reardon?
Every once in a while, I do that. But I did tell you about, you know, you. I've checked with some friends of mine. It's interesting. I don't have a lot of friends who are in or were in to Bad Company as much as I was when I was like 13 and 14 years old. I was a bigger fan of Bad Company at that period of my life than I was the Rolling Stones, because I was into Zeppelin and a few other bands, and then Tom Petty I got curious about. But as I indicated to you, this tribute record is really, really good. And there's Hailstorm on here. There's The Struts. Charlie Crockett is really good.
One of the great things about tribute records is it gives you a chance to find out about other bands that you probably never would have heard of. And I want to say this. One of the first times I heard Bad Company, I heard the song Bad Company, and I ran to a friend, I literally ran to a friend of mine, and I said, what is this amazing, sinister, tough music? Because, you know, in Bad Company, there was always this weird sort of sinister undertone, like foreboding, like clouds on the horizon, and then these big chords come in, and there was something so magical about it. Plus then, Paul Rogers, one of the great white blues voices in the history of rock and roll.
He really is. He is really one of the best.
Put all of that together, yeah. And you have a band that definitely deserves entry into a Hall of Fame. I don't give a damn if it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or the Hockey Hall of Fame, or the Curling Hall of Fame, or the Pickleball Hall of Fame. Bad Company belong there.
Here's the song you refer to. This is with Charlie Crockett. Listen to this here. I love this guy, Charlie Crockett. And I'll play a couple. Let me play a couple others here just because I love it. This is Feel Like Making Love. I can't remember who's on this. I'll check here. Another. This is Slash, Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. And deep into this song, Slash just shreds the guitar, as you might imagine. Baby, when I think, and then there's Shooting Star.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's with Hailstorm. Lizzie Hale. So there you go. I just want to recommend that album, and I'm glad that Shooting Star, or I'm sorry, I'm not Shooting Star, that's another band from Kansas City. I'm glad that Bad Company is going into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yeah, me too.
But are you disappointed appointed with, and I know we talk about this, who didn't get in, who does get in.
I mean, the fact is, I can't railing about the bad, I won't say bad, railing about what the Hall of Fame does and doesn't do, it's a useless proposition.
Yeah, it kind of is.
You know what?
It?
And I've said this on your show before, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is what is in your car. When you get in your car and you put on that song that is going to make you feel good or make you have a memory or make you cry on that day, that, sir, is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So who cares who they actually induct? And yeah, they make a lot of damn mistakes, most of which, for the record, revolve around the fact that they seem anti-British. They seem anti, and though, having said that, of course, Bad Company is a British band. But the fact that they haven't introduced, they haven't inducted bands, so many worthwhile British heavy metal bands, Mott the Hoople, who I think are one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, and who led directly to Bad Company. I don't think they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though. Someone may correct me and say I'm wrong about that. But I think the fascinating thing, you listen to a band like Bad Company, and you go, that's a band that's both about the testicles and the heart.
And
do you
by
know
the
what
way,
I mean? It's a thing. It's like they have this like emotionality to themselves. Yet then, just when it's reaching the and it's tickling your heart. Then all of a sudden, those big fat chords come in, and that's the thing they have in common. And I don't want to be too music geeky here. That's the thing they have in common with Mott the Hoople, the band that preceded him. That their guitarist Mick Ralphs was also in.
Yeah. So I don't think that. They're all going to be there either because there's some health issues with Paul Rodgers.
Paul Rodgers just dropped out today, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and I think it's health reasons. But they're back in L.A. for the ceremony. Elton John and Mick Fleetwood are going to perform. It is on Saturday night at 5 p.m. I think that might be Pacific time out there at the Peacock Theater. And you can watch it on Disney Plus this year. And ABC is going to air a highlight reel on New Year's night. That's not typical because it used to be on HBO, so they must have lost that. And I guess you can, that's kind of cool that you can watch it live. So you got Bad Company, Chubby Checker. We played this, Sue, the other day. Remember, we played little Joe Cocker. So he's where did I put that? I had that. Oh, here we go. So I don't know about Joe Cocker and this song being Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see, Outkast, Soundgarden, The White Stripes.
Another one of those artists who, like, exactly like Bad Company, mixes emotionality with the toughness of that, like, 60s garage rock, like the Kinks or whatnot. He mixes both of those things together. In that sense, I think he's very much of a piece with Bad Company. I have very little qualms. Not that I have the right type of qualms about any goddamn thing, but I have very few qualms with the entries this year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I feel it's a good class. I feel these are artists who earned their place there. I might have a little bit of a problem with Chubby Checker just for the fact that I think there should be a separate wing of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for one or two hit wonders, people who didn't sustain careers. But that's another story.
Yeah, and I don't know if I disagree with you on that. I'm playing Cyndi Lauper. She's getting inducted. Outkast, Soundgarden, The White Stripes in the performer category. Salt-N-Pepa, and I got a little Warren Zevon music coming up in a bump here in our next segment. But there's a couple of things that we haven't had a chance to talk about, which includes Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show, and I got some other things that I want to cover. I mentioned, I think I sent you this piece, Tim, that Irving Azoff wrote about YouTube and the royalties. So we'll get to that. So hang on, we got one more segment to go, plus an audio cut of the day coming up as well. I believe my soul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here you go, little Warren Zevon, Tim Sommer, as we talk about the Grammys. I love Warren Zevon so much, and every once in a while I get into a mood, and I'm so glad that he's going into the Rock Hall this weekend. Yeah, I mean, he's been dead for a little while now, hasn't he?
I think everyone is. And what's funny, and I say funny with a small f, is he's one of the, of all of the inductees, there are two inductees, Warren Zevon and the White Stripes, who are being inducted by late night TV hosts. Warren Zevon is being inducted by David Letterman, who I do understand was a fan.
Wow, friend. That's interesting.
White Stripes are being inducted by Conan O'Brien.
I like that. That's a little different. Might get me to tune in a little bit tomorrow night. All right, so this is good timing for you. The Grammy nominations came out today. And we were going to talk about this guy anyway, so let me play a little Bad Bunny because he received, I think that maybe he got a few fewer nominations than they expected. It was supposed to be really heavy on Sabrina Carpenter and Bad Bunny, but they each got 6 each. But you had nominations in here from Bad Bunny, Sabrina Carpenter, Doechii, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar with SZA, Chappell Roan, and Bruno Mars. Now, one thing that I notice in these nominees is there's no guitars, I don't think. I don't think they play guitars
in
any of these bands.
Also, in your Christmas Greatest Hits show, can you please replay the way you just pronounced SZA?
SZA. Well, she's from St. Louis, you know.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she grew up here. I don't know how long she stayed here, but yeah, there's some St. Louis connections.
I mean, since you mentioned Bad Bunny, I've been wanting for a while to talk about the Super Bowl thing, and I'm going to dispose of it. Dispose is the wrong word. I'm going to dispense of it very quickly, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, please do.
Because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about Bad Bunny and the Super Bowl, and I can explain it very quickly. Roughly 60 million people throughout the world watch the Super Bowl. Got it?
It's a big number.
Yeah. Half of those, Mark, are from outside the United States. Of those half, a really profound majority, specifically around 25 million, are in Mexico and Spanish-speaking countries. The NFL and the NFL broadcasters are a business. Now, I'm going to tell you something which you may or may not know, and your listeners may or may not know. American country music, as big and as powerful and as influential as it may be in the United States, does not do very significant numbers at all outside of the United States. It especially does virtually no numbers south of the border of the United States. So, if the Super Bowl, and by which I mean the business of the Super Bowl, the business of the NFL, the business of the broadcasters, the business of the simulcasters, the business of all the people who broadcast the Super Bowl, if they're not going to put on an act that doesn't do business outside of the United States. Bad Bunny, a Spanish-speaking artist, immediately begins to attract the 30 million Spanish-speaking viewers of the Super Bowl outside of the United States. Everyone can get all, you know, up in their panties about bad money being on the Super Bowl. It is a business.
Well, and I understand that to a certain extent, but let me just say this. And by the way, in fairness, and Sue, you know this, when I try to look at this, I'm like, what am I missing? And I, you know, when I look him up, he is amongst the top streaming artists on the planet. Okay,
and he
had a very good year, so I get that. But to sound completely like a victim, a white victim, can we not get someone who is white that might play a guitar on the damn stage for the Super Bowl halftime show? Because there have to be some rock artists that we can kind of plug back in, but they never want to do that.
It's a very good question, and I don't have an answer for that. I really don't have an answer for that. I mean, I will say, and this is as political as I get, and I do not want to get political. I do want to point out, and this is worth knowing, this is worth pointing out, that anyone born in Puerto Rico has been a United States, anyone born in Puerto Rico since the year 1917 has been a citizen of the United States. And so Bad Bunny is American, and I just want to say that, and that's as political as I get.
I bet it's going to be a good show. My guess is it's probably going to be better than Kendrick Lamar, which was weird to me last year, I'll keep an open mind about it, but I just think if you look at the trend, and it's just somewhat disappointing. And
I'd love to see my friends. Would I love to see Darius Rucker up there? Absolutely. Would I love to see Billy Idol up there, who's an international star? Of course it would. I'm a guitar guy, and believe it or not, but guitar rock, Mark, it's like the silent majority of music listeners. It's like when Nixon and Agnew, going back 60 years, used to talk about the silent majority. Guitar rock is a silent majority, especially within the United States, but especially outside of the United States. There are still so many wonderful, powerful, creative, popular guitar rock bands. Now, why they couldn't find someone who held a guitar? Maybe they asked. Maybe they tried. Maybe they reached out to Bruce Springsteen. I don't know.
Well, they've done it before, but let me kind of transfer this into the Grammys, because the same thing exists that we've been talking about with the Rock Hall of Fame and the Super Bowl halftime show and the Grammys. And I mentioned the Album of the Year contenders and the Record of the Year contenders. You have here's Album of the Year: Bad Bunny, Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, Pusha T, Malice and Clips. Never heard of that one. Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar, Leon Thomas, and Tyler the Creator. I mean, there's not one I could put albums in that, and there's a band that I love from LA, these three young women who are sisters, Haim, and they put a record out that was fantastic.
Yeah, wonderful.
They were nominated Best Rock Album, but you know what? That album's good enough to be nominated for Best Record of the Year or Best Album of the Year, but they will not put a rock artist into those categories, which to me is disqualifying for the Grammys.
I agree. I totally agree. And it may have to do with, I think there's something, and I can't put my finger on this. I really can't. There's something distorting about YouTube, and there's something distorting about Spotify. There's something about those numbers that doesn't reflect what really happens in between people's hearts and people's ears. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's, you know, like if you look at even the new artist list here, my daughter would probably be fond because Alex Warren's on this list. That's one guy. Do you know anything about him, Alex Warren?
I will be honest and say I don't.
Yeah, guess what? He's like the one guy. I've talked to a couple other fathers whose daughters like that guy. He's the one that I just don't understand. I really don't. But the Best New Artist nominee, Olivia Dean, I like her quite a bit. The Marías, Addison Rae, Somber. I love Somber. I hope he wins there. Leon Thomas, Alex Warren, Lola Young, really good as well. So I like some of the nominees for Best New Artist.
Now, if you want to look at an interesting category, Mark, and of course when I say Mark, I mean all your listeners as well, look for Best Americana Performance.
Oh, yeah, let me look at this here. Do you have that in front of you? Because that is always
interesting.
That's an
interesting list. That's a very interesting list. The first person listed on that list is one of the most important artists in America today. And I'm not making a judgment, by the way. By important, I'm not saying he's good or bad, okay? One of the most important artists in America today, which is a fellow named Jesse Wells. Jesse Wells is an old school, and I mean old school, even though he's a young guy. He's an old school protest singer, like the way Woody Guthrie was, like the way Bob Dylan was in 1962. Jesse Wells is an old-school protest singer who, much like the Sex Pistols, much like the punk rock bands, is not afraid to take a stance no matter how much it offends people. And I don't care if you're coming from the right, I don't care if you're coming from the left. I don't care if you're coming from the middle. I don't care if you're coming from Christ. I don't care if you're coming from Satan. I admire anyone who's willing to say, I don't give a damn what people think of me. I'm going to speak my truth. Jesse Wells, who, if you like Bob Dylan, if you like that sort of old school Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, early Bob Dylan folk, you will love Jesse Wells. And he's nominated in that category. And I think he's one of the most important artists in America right now.
Yeah, and I'm not familiar with him, but in that Best Americana performance,
sure,
something did catch my attention. I love Maggie Rose and Grace Potter individually, and they did a song together. I just put it on one of my playlists entitled called Poison in My Well. So that seems interesting to me. Yeah, some of those, you know,
These are people with guitars.
Yeah.
And I think Americana, just because we call someone an Americana roots performance, call it anything you like, these are people playing American music. And what was American music? American music was your best friend, in 10th grade or 11th grade saying, hey, I know this kid who has a guitar. Let's go over and listen to the songs he used to play. That's American music. American music is what people used to sit around and play in their front rooms in 1910 when they were playing ukuleles and pianos. It's music that you make with your own hands. I'm not saying you can't make music with synthesizers or samplers with your own hands. Of course you can do that. But I'm saying there is something magical about picking up a box, a wooden box, Mark, with six strings on it and making noise.
Yeah. Well, before I let you go here, let's talk about something from overseas.
Sure.
We're talking about America. Because are you telling me the Sex Pistols actually got together for a show this week? It's their 50th anniversary?
Well, the Sex Pistols, without their famous lead singer, Johnny Rotten,
right,
have been on tour for a while.
I guess I didn't know that they were still doing
stuff. They have been on tour for about a year and a half and being very well received. So the original band, which is bassist Glenn Matlock, guitarist Steve Jones, drummer Paul Cook, and a vocalist named Frank Turner, but I could be wrong about that, have been touring as the Sex Pistols, and they've been doing great business, and they've been sounding great. But what's so strange to me, 50 years, yesterday marked the 50th, 50, half a century anniversary of the first gig by the Sex Pistols. And if you were 12, 13, 14, 15 years old in 1976, 1977, the Sex Pistols were the people who drew a line in the sand and said, this is what used to be, this is the future. We're still living in that future. We're still very much living in the future the Sex Pistols created, I think.
Why did Johnny Rotten, I mean, he's still alive, right?
Yeah, and he's still touring.
So why they just band, one of those bands that just can't get it?
And right now, he's been on a very long spoken word tour in England. He hasn't come to America with it yet. I don't know. He has toured with the Sex Pistols as recently as, I think, about 15 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Right now, he refuses to. I think, but I wouldn't want to be quoted on this, I think it may have to do with some disagreement about a movie that was made about 5 or 10 years ago, about 8 years ago. There was a movie, I think either it might have been a Netflix or an HBO thing. I can look it up, but of course, I'm going to keep on talking.
Yeah, I don't know the backstory on that, but it's just interesting. These rock and roll disagreements, I mean, isn't it, did I see something a couple of weeks ago that now even Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, probably through their people, are talking, okay, maybe we just need to do it one more time, right, even though they hate each other's guts?
And you know what? They will. And they will do it.
Yeah.
And they will do it. I mean, I'd like, you know, the fact is they will do it for the money, which is so much more than it used to be. As we've talked about on the show before, bands can now make millions on a tour, whereas they used to be able to just make tens of thousands. They can now make millions. But I have to think there's only so far you can go to be willing to humiliate yourself to be on stage with someone you don't love or don't like or don't respect. So even if Fleetwood Mac got together, even if Buckingham Nicks got together, and I hope they do, I think regardless of the fact that money may be at the root of it, I also think both respect for their legacy, for the love the audience has shown them over the years, all of that will be part of it too.
I hope so. I was glad. I really, and this is probably two trips ago, but I saw them when Christine was back with the band, and I was really glad because I'd seen Fleetwood Mac over the years many times without Christine McVie, and I was real happy to see
her. She was the heart of the band.
Absolutely. All right, Tim Sommer, great to have you on as always.
Pleasure.
Enjoy your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame weekend, and we'll talk soon enough. Take care. I'll go out with little Warren Zevon here. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.